Favorable weather conditions will occur across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. A good mix of rain and sunshine will likely occur in many areas, and the majority of Illinois and Indiana will likely come through this period with a really good environment for crop development as well as some additional field work. Now, the precipitation may be a little bit more frequent than what is desired across the parts of the region, and because of that, we may find ourselves looking at an environment here where some field working delays may take place, but they're not likely to be festering into something that's very severe, especially since we're so far ahead of schedule in our field work already. The precipitation that comes and goes, though, will manage to set the stage for a favorable crop growth period as we move through the majority of May, and there shouldn't be any real serious concerns about dryness issues, even though we have large moisture deficits still built up across both northern and far southern sections of Illinois. Those deficits will need to be closely monitored because if we do manage to get through this period of wet weather without a significant improvement in those moisture deficits, we could get ourselves into a period of drier weather down the road that would lead us to some crop moisture stress a little bit more quickly than otherwise because we don't have that subsoil moisture to fall back upon. But for right now, everything looks just about rosy across the majority of the region. Temperatures this morning were staying fairly balmy across a big part of the region, and we'll expect that to continue to be the case during the course of the day today. The temperatures this morning were running mostly in the 50s and 60s, or even some lower 70s on the southernmost portion, southernmost side of the region down near the Ohio River in both Illinois and Indiana. And as we go through the afternoon today, the high temperatures will go ahead and peak out in the 80s once again. We've seen a lot of 80s in the last couple of days. We're going to see some more of that. As the temperatures continue to be warm, evaporation rates will be high. So whenever we do manage to get some rain, we're probably going to evaporate away some of that precipitation within a short period of its fall. Highs today will be in the lower to middle 80s across the majority of Illinois and Indiana. Northernmost portions of both states, though, will see some 70-degree temperatures. As we go on into Saturday and Sunday, we'll probably see a very similar range of temperatures, with one exception. That is some of the southernmost counties in Illinois and parts of neighboring southeastern Missouri as well as western Kentucky could easily get up over 90 degrees, and we'll likely see that continue into Sunday afternoon, and then some cooling will take place. High temperatures early next week should be running mostly in the 60s and 70s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while 70s and 80s continue in the south. We'll look for low temperatures at night to cool back only into the 50s and 60s across southern portions of the region as we go through the next few nights. But as we get into the early part of next week, cooler air will come into the area and we'll likely see high temperatures back into the 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest with maybe 60s and lower 70s in parts of Illinois and Indiana. And lows at night will likely slip back into the range of 40s and some lower 50s. And we could very well see some upper 30s in the northernmost fringes of the Midwest as the coolest air settles in during midweek next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.